University of Minnesota President Mark Udall says he wishes he never had a basketball problem. The allegations of academic fraud among current and former players first surfaced in March. Accusations of inappropriate payments and sexual misconduct soon followed. Udall quickly launched an internal investigation and expanded its scope as new charges emerged. Months before the anticipated end of the investigation, he engineered the dismissal of coach Clem Haskins, a move that may mitigate any penalties facing the school. Udall's handling of the scandal has won rave reviews from his supporters. Board of Regents Chairwoman Pat Spence says she's been impressed with Udall's leadership strength over the past months.
His sensitivity for all of the people involved and all of the constituent groups. He's extremely thoughtful and caring, and yet he knows what really is important to the people of Minnesota and to the mission of the university, and his integrity serves us well. So I've been very impressed with how he's handled everything.
Since arriving in Minnesota 2 summers ago, Udall has traveled the state using his passion for pancakes and quick wit to build small-town support for the big city university. That support paid off the past 2 legislative sessions as the U of M won approval for construction projects and a big funding increase. Regent David Metzen says the credibility Udall built around the state has helped him get through the basketball scandal so far.
I think the state has accepted, by and large, the decisions he made just because I think the confidence that they have in him as a leader. I think that he demonstrated that he can make the tough decision. A lot of people have said, what's it going to be like when he has to have a real difficult problem? I think he proved to the state his management style and his leadership style during a very, very emotionally difficult issue.
Leaders at the state legislature agree. DFL Senator Leroy Stumpf, whose committee funds the U of M, says he has high regard for Udall's leadership. He says throughout the basketball investigation, Udall has sent a strong message about high academic standards. But Stumpf says he disagrees with the decision to spend $1.5 million to settle with Haskins before the investigation was over.
He was probably getting some pressure from outside the university to bring this thing to a closure of some sort. And so he consequently made that decision. But I still feel that once that investigation is complete, and if that information is really made public, we're going to find out that they could have probably gotten by with a smaller settlement.
For his part, Udall says the university has done about as good as possible addressing the basketball issues, but the work continues. He says his goals for the coming year include restructuring university athletic programs to reduce the possibility of academic fraud. Udall says he'll also have a limited role in hiring the next men's basketball coach.
I want due diligence to be done to make sure that whoever we hire has an outstanding reputation on the academic side as well as the basketball side. I'm not an expert in what makes for a great basketball coach. I can have other people who advise me on that, and they know much better. But on the academic side, I want someone who passes the test that has a high level of interest in academic success of the students.
Udall says his goals for the coming year also include developing a Center for Freshman Studies and preparing the university's next capital budget request. 3 of the 12 university regents reviewed Udall's second-year performance and will report back to the full board in the coming weeks. Last year, Udall's glowing evaluation came with a big raise. The president's current salary is $275,000 a year. I'm Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio.